Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Fires. It's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Coming the other way and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Terrell Bernard, Mr. Fourth Corner, comes up huge. He read Tua like a book.
Massive moment in the game last night with Miami showing a little bit of fight, but ultimately that interception, Pearl, is what ended up putting the nail in the coffin on a spry and fast Miami Dolphins team. Bills moved to 3-0. Dolphins are 0-3. If you're watching on the live stream this morning, I am decked out in Rams gear this morning.
Explain real quick, Maggie.
So I'm paying off a bet today to our loyal caller, Big Friendly, out in California, a big Rams fan. This dates back to last season when the Bills lost to the Rams. Big Friendly is also doubled on this show as not only a loyal caller, but also Manny's love coach.
Yeah, he's, what's that guy who talks to the other person and gives them lines to win the woman? Very famous. The Steve Martin movie called Roxanne. What is that famous? Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah, okay.
He is Manny's sort of proxy when Manny's trying to find a date. He goes to Big Friendly.
Something about picnics and smelling good.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't know if you look like a Rams fan. You look somewhat menacing right now.
Well, because Rams are menacing.
Anyway. Blue and yellow, but there's something off about your coloring. You have a bit of a zombie vibe.
Well, hopefully the Rams don't. But if you want to tune in, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and we'll be up on Twitter in just a moment at Maggie Gray. But this is going to be a hell of a show. So glad you're on board. But you know what? A couple things. This is just devastating if you are a Dolphin fan. There's one thing if your team quit and you got the planes flying over, fire Greer, fire McDaniel, and he's talking weird, and Tua, you know, like, it's one thing when you're just getting beat. It's another thing when you're on the road in Buffalo, you're on the cusp of what could have been a season-defining win. This really would have turned things around. We'll get to the Bills side of things in a moment, but it's really about Miami, I think, for the moment. This could have been that turning point of your season. Now you're 0-3. There's going to be all types of metrics that tell you basically it's done, it's dead, it's over. But, Pearl, they were fast last night. Tyreek Hill still has it. Now you just wonder who's going to trade for him. You know, there were things to like, but the mistakes that the Dolphins made at crucial times are just backbreaking. Not just the two interception. The Zach Siller roughing the punter penalty, which kept a drive alive for Buffalo after they had punted the ball away for the third straight time.
Should have declined the penalty.
It's just a killer for Miami. It's like they're so close, but they are not.
Well, I mean, if you're a Dolphins fan, are you already in the do I want to win any games mode? I mean, they luckily have these crazy easy, like the whole AFC East has a very easy schedule. They drew the NFC South this year. Or, I mean, like, I'm not going to say they could have potentially be a team that loses out, but they definitely feel like a top three, four, or five pick, right? Well, and then they could start over with coach and GM. Like, if you're a Dolphins fan, do you really, is there enough there that you're like, oh, I hope we win some games this year, or are you already in tank mode?
Well, but here's the thing. How do you do that when you've already paid your quarterback and you're locked in?
Well, you don't have that many years. Remember, it was about a four-year deal with Tua. When can you get out of that? I think we have to double-check that, but I think they can draft a quarterback now and have Tua there with him for 1 year.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen, to be honest. Like, yeah. That's very realistic.
You know, it's funny, though, because after that Patriots game where the Dolphins lost to the Pats in week two, you came in and you're like, that wasn't Tua's fault. Like,
oh, it's not Tua's fault, but Tua's okay. He's not great, though.
No, he's not great. And that interception, and a heads up to Manny yesterday, and I think EJ, too, were telling about the alternate broadcast on Amazon Prime.
You're welcome, America.
The nerd cast, if you will. It's basically the exact same broadcast. It's Alan and Kirk. But every once in a while, some dude pops up to give you statistical information. It's not intrusive, and it's the best thing they do, quite frankly. And right before that interception, as the Dolphins are slicing and dicing the Bills defense, which, again, we'll get to that in a minute, the guy pops up, the nerd pops up in his little window, and he goes, the Dolphins throw in the red zone more than any team in the NFL. And they throw out routes more in the end, more in the red zone than any other team in the NFL. And it was like, boom, not 2 seconds later, they do the same thing. They became predictable on tape. You want to say Terrell Bernard came up with some of this great play. I think the coaches almost are responsible for that as well. Tua's responsible for the pick. I get that. But also the coaches who clearly became predictable in the red zone that the nerd from Amazon Prime knew what they were about to do.
Yeah, I kind of don't agree with that slicing and dicing comment, though. They had 276 total yards in the game. Like, they were desperately trying to get down the field. And I feel it was more like it cobbled together a couple drives. Like, there was one play, it was a miracle, where Tua scrambled and found Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill jumped up in the first half to get that.
I remember.
Tua's terrible once he starts moving his legs. I mean, there's a lot of illustrations of that. So he's very inefficient in that. And then little Tyreek Hill jumped up about 4 feet. It felt like they were, like, kind of lucky to stay in this one, because their offense was just trying so hard to get something going, but there's no threat down the field at all for Miami. Like, they, you know, yeah, they have speed, but they have zero thing that scares you if you're an opposing defense, because you don't think Tua's arm can get it there.
Well, okay, so maybe it's not the huge 50-yard pickup or whatever, but what I thought was what I was most impressed by with Miami offense is third down was not even a thing.
Yeah, they were good on third down.
They were 10 for 15 on third down. That's amazing. And they were going to exactly who you thought they would go to. It was Waddle and it was Tyreek Hill on third down. Those guys were killers, and the Bills couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't have a single pass of 20 yards the whole game. You have Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill has been not saying that Tua can't get me the ball. Yeah. So they tried to force it to him. And even at the end of the day, Tyreek Hill had 5 catches for 49 yards. It's not exactly the huge impact from 3 years ago.
But and Waddle also had 5 catches. But the timeliness of those catches, I would argue, were backbreaking for Buffalo. I mean, you get a team in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7. You know,
backbreaking. They won the game 31-21.
Yeah, I know they won. The final score was 10 points, but this was a tie game in the fourth quarter. And if it wasn't for that roughing the punter, that would have been Buffalo's third straight punt, and their Bills offense couldn't get anything going. So,
yeah, I came up way, way more down on Miami. I just saw it was such a struggle on offense. I mean,
I think that was a little by design. I think they wanted to do these short passes and eat a lot of time off the clock because they want to keep Josh Allen on the sideline.
So
I think
design,
it was a strategy.
Tua dropped back 34 times and at 146 yards. That's terrible.
They were in
with
the
a
game,
capital
though.
T.
But they're in the game, Pearl. Like, what is
I
what
know,
are the numbers? The numbers just don't tell the story of
well,
what
yeah,
we
but
watch.
If you forecast it, it does not look like Miami's going to win a lot of games. Even if they play like they did last night with a lot of effort, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I just feel like their offense was terrifying 2 years ago, and it just is not now. Now it is really just pedestrian. I don't know why. Like, they used to be way scarier, threatening the defense. And that, did you feel like they were just trying so hard to get the ball down, and they kept getting the third down? They did convert them, but I kind of thought they were slow. And not slow. They had speed, but the offense was just not really explosive in any meaningful way.
See, I came away, I was like, man, whoever trades for Tyreek Hill is getting all the character stuff aside. You got to work through that. He's got lawsuits like pending and going through stuff. But
for now, by the way, till he hurts a hamstring.
Okay, yeah. There was a time when he actually had to leave the game last night. They did not talk about that on the broadcast. I'm not sure why. But anyway, whoever gets him, and I was like, man, Kansas City must be on the phone at halftime, wondering if they can try to pry him out of Miami. Here's a question for you about the Dolphins. You still fire McDaniel after last night?
Well, they said before, like, that report was pretty clear before the game. Ian Rapoport said they're not going to fire him until the team stops trying or fans stop showing up. So that was like, hey, at least give us 8 weeks.
Yeah, what a strategy. Way to be in front of things, the front office.
About Thanksgiving?
I really want a clean break at the end of the season with GM and coach. So I can understand the strategy of keeping McDaniel there. Like, I really think that the 0-3, the numbers are, even if they win their next two games, which are kind of easy, I think the numbers say you're not making the playoffs. This is like, it's time to rebuild. It's time to start over in Miami. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And you said trade Hill. I agree with that.
I mean, this is what I would do. And this is a team that scared the bejesus out of me last night. Again, tie game. I was like, oh, Buffalo's going to drop this one. But they end up getting a couple fortuitous breaks with a roughing the punter and a Tua interception with about 3 minutes to go or so, 4 minutes to go. Here's what I would do, though, if I were Miami. If I am going to fire these guys, I kind of want to get the GM in pretty fast because you're watching college now, you know? So don't you want to have your staff and scouting and figuring out, because, you know, you fire a GM after the season, the GM, that's when their job really starts.
But is it any GM you're hiring working right now?
I don't know. Are you necessarily?
Yeah, I would hope so.
I guess you're poaching from where? Some lower level guy from
somewhere
else?
You're not
getting
a guy off his couch.
Well, I don't know, like, what, you know, you do these things sometimes at the end of the season and everything feels so rushed. Like, we've seen this a couple times where a team will actually keep the GM through the draft and then fire him. EJ's Jets have done that a couple times.
Well, aren't you that happens a lot, actually,
I know,
because the staff did all the work.
But it always makes no sense to me.
Well, I don't really know how this works, but I assume you're just going to get Brett Veach's assistant or something, like the Chiefs GM. Like, isn't that how you work? You get whoever the Super Bowl teams are, the assistant GM is like Joe Douglas was with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Is the next hire. There's not somebody floating around. If the guy isn't working right now, that's definitely not who you want as your GM.
Oh, maybe not.
Unless you want like a Belichick regime in there.
Well, Belichick's working.
Yeah. Yes.
Even you can't get
but
Belichick.
But that ends, the season ends earlier there in the end of November. What happened with Belichick and the Dolphins? I forget. They had Belichick reached out to them, didn't he? Or no, was that just the Jets?
I don't think so. I think that was just the Jets. Jets, Falcons. I don't know who else he talked to. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Did the coach and GM save their jobs last night because they actually showed some fight? Tua, what do you do with Tua?
On the flip side, I want to jump on a take with your team, and I've been trying to push this narrative out there.
Yeah,
that was a miserable experience.
We should be the first show to talk about the undefeated season.
Oh, stop.
Undefeated for who?
For the Bills, and this is why. Because I'm not saying they're going undefeated. It's definitely going to be a topic. Their next three opponents are the Saints and New England at home in Buffalo. Then at Atlanta, they should beat an NFC South team. Then bye week. So that means we're in to, and then at Carolina after the bye. They're into November, and they're likely, according to Vegas odds, going to be undefeated. That's late to be undefeated for a team this good. So I think people are going to talk about that. Then the big test is November 2nd against Kansas City, and in Buffalo, they always win that regular season game. So I just think that because of the way the schedule lays out, they have a great chance to be undefeated pretty late into the year.
Yeah, I'll tell you where they're going to lose.
Yeah, hit me.
At Houston, because they always lose at Houston.
But that's already Thanksgiving. That's pretty late to stay undefeated.
Yeah, I don't really
early bye.
I don't care if they go undefeated. You know, I don't feel like that's ever been a goal. In fact, I hate it when. I think the opposite. I think the pressure starts to build.
It's happened twice in NFL history. You act like it's something that is presented to you often.
No, but I think the deeper this goes in the season, the more it becomes like about being undefeated.
Yeah.
We saw with the Patriots and Manny's Giants, you know, I think by the end, it added so much extra pressure. There's enough pressure already on Buffalo considering
sure
the shortcomings they've had. and the fact they've never won a Super Bowl, I mean, there's already enough there.
That's a really great point. Like, you'd almost want to drop one.
Yeah.
I
get that out of the way.
I can't argue with that.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, because it could, just the way the schedule lays out, the last half is a little harder. It could work out that they stay undefeated. And it really doesn't even mean much, right? Because the goal is to win in the AFC playoffs. The goal is not to win these regular season games.
No, and also, is Joe Burrow back by December 7th? I don't know.
In Buffalo, that game scares you?
I'm just saying, Cincinnati came to Buffalo in the playoffs and beat the brakes off of them. So, and then they play the Eagles, Burrow. I don't know what that game's going to mean.
That's in Buffalo, yeah. I mean, why is every game, it feels like every tough game's in Buffalo.
I'm just going to say this. So I got two takes off of today, yesterday's game. Tua is never going to be able to put this together. There will always be something that he will find the banana peel.
I totally agree.
And it's a shame because he was a champion in college. He is a fine quarterback, bro. Like, when he gets rolling and in a rhythm, but you know what? That can't be the bar for somebody. Like, you're an NFL starter. Of course you should be able to get into a rhythm. Of course you should be able to get the ball to your best playmakers. That's a given. I just do not believe this with Tua. And then my second big takeaway off this game, and
go
this
Bills.
Pains me to say it, the Bills don't have a good enough defense to win the Super Bowl. Look at...
How do you know?
I mean, look at what I watched last night.
They let up 276 yards. It's an amazing effort.
Did you watch how they can't get off the field? Does that look like Green Bay?
That looked like a
team. Look like the Rams, who I'm decked out in Rams gear today with
Who's
my face
house?
Paint?
They're playing with their food last night. They were as bored as the rest of America watching that. I felt like, did anybody sense like the Bills were in real trouble last night?
Real trouble? No, they were in a game. That's how they were in a game, and it was like, if they blow this, they will lose. But if they do what they're supposed to do, they'll win. I don't know if I feel they were in a real game. I don't think they could have just farted around that fourth quarter and still.
But yeah, but they always have the Josh Allen running the ball in their back pocket. We all knew that.
Yeah, it felt like they were going to make a play to win the game, which is what they did.
I sensed some panic.
You did?
A little bit.
The odds never said. I saw like the Vegas odds never turned at all in the live betting.
Manny's right, because there's a couple things that when the Bills give up big chunk plays on third down, like these third down plays were not third and one where you have Devon Achane running through the line. It was third and eight where they're picking up 13. It was third and seven where they'll pick up 11 with Waddle generally. And then the other part is the offense gets off schedule, where it starts to rely so much just on Josh throwing the ball that you end up going 3 and out or 4 and out, and your defense has to get back on the field and they're gassed.
Well, they did get 100 yards rushing from James Cook.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, the one thing that will help a defense, Maggie, though, is James Cook. Like the fact that
they go away from him sometimes, and it's random.
Jim Cook.
Yeah, I mean, if they can take that defense and keep them off the field, which is what they did to the Jets, and I think that would do a lot if you're worried about your defense.
But one thing, though, I mean, I think you really got to pull back. That first drive was helped by a massive kickoff, and then I think a lot of people saw Sean McDermott missed a chance to review a third down catch where it looked like Tyreek Hill bobbled the ball out of bounds.
I knew.
And if they had actually, it was third down, if they had challenged that, I think they win the challenge, and the Dolphins either have to punt or go for a field goal. That drive was awesome. That first drive was awesome. If you take that out, they had 21 points and 276 yards. You know, this is Miami. They're supposed to be electric. I'm not worried about that defensive performance at all. In fact, they're going to move up the defensive rankings in a major way after that game. They'll probably, I'm not sure how the Baltimore game will hurt them, but they could end up being the number one defense in the league.
Don't look even close to that. You think this defense, the Bills defense, looks like Green Bay? Looks like the Rams?
Definitely not.
No.
Yeah, but last night was definitely not. They're doing a Vic Fangio, and like you see the elite teams doing this. You think you can make 18 plays and get down the field against us? Maybe you can once. Maybe you can twice. You ain't going to do it consistently. This is a team. Miami used to be able to score 50 points in a game. They used to be like lightning strikes.
70 points
in
a game.
Exactly.
Last night they looked like a team that was just desperately trying to trick their way into a few points. I did not feel threatened by them. Also, what's with the negative pass plays? Like, Tua will throw a screen pass and get blown up 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Who has negative pass plays? They're the only team I've ever seen with, like, you have negative run plays, but they'll throw a screen pass and lose 6 yards.
Wait, throwing behind the line of scrimmage isn't a good idea?
Again and again and again.
There was a time when Sean McDermott said Mike McDaniel's offense was revolutionary. It's hard to even think about that watching him last night.
Yeah, is that
they had
personnel?
That one lateral play.
Yeah, they tried.
The Kelce play and gave them. It got 5 yards.
It got 5 yards.
Yeah, I kind of thought like I thought. I wouldn't worry about Buffalo's defense last night. I thought they were in a prevent mode a little bit. Like, what do you call that? Like bend but don't break.
Well, that's how they play. They've been doing that for the whole Sean McDermott era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
888-710-4ISN 888-710-4476. The Bills have never had an answer for Tyreek Hill though, ever. Ever.
Dude had five catches for 49 yards. This is Tyreek Hill.
And how many first downs did he get them?
You will.
And how many drives did he keep alive?
Acting like, they just won a 53-51 shootout.
I mean, for the first half, he was on a milk carton. I tweeted, I was like, is he even playing?
The second half. Well, he had that big catch on the first drive. The one that
One catch, but then they just stopped throwing to him. I forgot he was on the team for a while.
Well, I think at one point he left the game with like something, and the broadcast never said what it was.
I remember that.
You know, more importantly, too, they also got Waddle a little bit involved. Like
he was their third and fourth down guy.
Yeah, he had five catches for 39 yards. They should be throwing to Waddle and Hill. Like this is Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. They should be getting long touchdown passes once in a while.
Especially that Bills secondary. I mean, there's throws to be made.
They did not have one throw over 15 yards.
No. They didn't, but there are throws to be made on those guys. Look what Lamar Jackson did.
Yeah, I think you might be a little too sour on your own team.
I'm not sour on the team. Well,
you just said that there are a bunch of throws to be made on that secondary. They weren't any last night.
I don't know. Trey White kind of looked like food yesterday.
He had a couple big plays. Actually, I was like, ooh, Trey White.
Okay. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay. Tua. Is it toast? Is Tua toast?
You should put up the poll, by the way. Were you ever worried that the Bills were going to lose the game last night? Yes or no?
No, this is after the fact. No one's going to say that. You forget just, how you feel in the moment. No, fans.
You just said that.
No, I know, but fans now will react to that. You're asking for a poll. If I'm the only one voting on the poll, that'd be fine. But the poll results will bear the result of the game. Not people will forget how they felt in the moment when the game was tied in the fourth quarter.
Our poll voters
and
are savvy.
Roughing the punter.
They're savvy.
You're just trying to win a cheap poll.
No, but you said you were. I feel like I want people to call in. Were people really as worried as Maggie that the Bills were going to lose that game?
Like EJ said, it was a game in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was. If that roughing the punter penalty does not happen, and the Bills, they did punt the ball away. Now, granted, it was at the 2.
A spectacular punt. Are you kidding me?
Great punt.
Oh, my God.
But it was at the 2-yard line, so obviously, like, the numbers would probably tell you rarely score when your drive starts from the 2.
Mm.
But still, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That game could have really changed on that big penalty, and that's the Dolphins' fault. You know, that's a cheap one. And I know that Siller was going for the block, and I get that, but you're a big dude. You can't control your body like that. And he barreled into the punter. It was an easy call. Not even controversial. It's Tua Dunzo. Yeah, EJ just gave a big thumbs down.
The Bills make me wanna.
You're never winning anything with that guy.
No. And they're lucky. They got Buffalo in September. It was 68 degrees last night at kickoff.
Well, you saw, was it Waddle showed up in like a winter coat? And it was 80 degrees when they showed up. I'm like, why are you wearing a winter coat, bro? Like,
I would say, by the way, I'd say the bigger failure is that defensive line. They put 7 first-round picks, $50 million, and Josh Allen looked pretty darn comfortable last night to me.
Yeah, I just told Manny that they have zero pass rush.
Yeah, and they've made more investments in that line than almost any team in the league except for Manny's Giants. It's crazy, and they don't do anything.
All right, more for you. You can check out the live stream all dressed up today to pay off my bet with caller Big Friendly from California, big Rams fan. We'll get to that, and we've got a lot more for you to preview this weekend's games. The nerd pops up in his little window.
All right, Maggie. No major football tonight, but there are so many sports going on, and the best way to enjoy it is Prize Picks. Every day we
make sure. Speak for yourself, bro. You got Rutgers, Iowa.
Oh, Jesus. Every day we make choices, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. With millions of users and billions of dollars awarded winnings, Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is so simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport. You got soccer tonight. You got baseball. You pick more or less on their projections. And if you're right, you could win big.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing right now on Prize Picks. Now, my streak came to a little bit of took a detour yesterday, but my team won, so I'm feeling okay about that. Can I interest you in a little Charlie Morton, perhaps more than 4.5 player strikeouts? And again, I'll go back to the well with my girl Jonquil Jones, GW's finest, over 13.5 points for the New York Liberty. Got some WNBA playoff action It's awesome, and it's all there on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is so good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, a couple debates going. Is Tua the guy for Miami? And I guess where will Tyreek Hill be traded? Or should he be traded? Or do you still want him? I hate to say it. When you pull back and look at Tyreek Hill's stat page, Maggie, he is the classic hit a wall at 30 and his numbers are just going down, down, down. When he was 29, he averaged 112 yards per game, had 1,800 yards total, was still probably the top receiver in the game. 2024, he averaged 56 yards a game. So far in 2025, he's averaging 63 yards a game. I think if you pull, and here's the question, is that because Tua has lost a little bit in those couple of years, or is it because Tyreek Hill is losing, or is it a combo?
Yeah, probably a combo. I think that Tyreek Hill still can be dangerous, though, for the right team, and this Dolphins seem like not much is going right at all.
Remember
I'm wondering
first,
if Mike... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, the first 2 years in Miami, Tyreek Hill was amazing.
Absolutely. And they were an eyelash away from winning the division. People like to say, oh, Buffalo's had this unprecedented run, or not unprecedented, the Patriots did it, but you know, they're the top dog in the division. It came down to a week 17 game 2 years ago where Miami was actually in the driver's seat and Tua threw a terrible pick at the end of the game that handed the division to Buffalo. They've kind of been in this. Skylar Thompson, a third string quarterback for Miami, almost beat the Bills in Buffalo in a playoff game. Like that actually happened. And since then, it just feels like now the Dolphins will always find the banana peel. And that's exactly what happened last night. They were in this game, fourth quarter, tie game, Tua throws a bad interception.
Yeah, I mean, they're a franchise that is headed fast towards a total reset. I mean, they have no choice. So, honestly, this little run with Tua and Tyreek, this is a thing of the past already. 0-3, like, I would really start to think about what are we doing at quarterback, what are we doing at coach?
I was wondering if Mike McDaniel earned a little bit of a reprieve last night because the team played harder.
Yeah.
And then my other thing is the Bills defense good enough to actually win a Super Bowl? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mike is in Dallas, caught our attention here. Mike, you've got a lot riding on this Cowboys-Bears game this weekend, I understand.
Did y'all hear about it?
Tell us what's going on.
There's a woman in my league, but she agrees that if I pick the winner tonight, you know, I can take her out to whatever romantic bar in town.
So, wait, not tonight, Sunday.
No, Cowboys are playing the Bears Monday night or what?
No, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday night. So against the spread, who do you got?
Wait, she's doing this against the spread too? No, the Cowboys have to. Well, the Cowboys are 1.5 point favorite.
She doesn't know anything about the spread, Maggie. That's an impressive.
So wait, all you have to do is get the game right. You don't have to pick the Cowboys. You're saying you could pick either team.
Yes, sir.
You got it. You got to go Cowboys. Right? I'm picking the Cowboys in that one.
Yeah. So wait, Mike, you just have to pick the correct winner of the game. It doesn't have to be the Cowboys winning.
And I've been wrong for the past 3 weeks since football season started. College, NFL, I can't get it right.
None of us can, Mike. Thank you for the phone call.
You can't even get when the game is right.
I know.
Either.
If you thought it was tonight.
Oh, God.
I can't believe there's a woman who's out of Mike's league.
Yeah. Oof. Shocker.
Well, clearly,
the most romantic bar
clearly
in town
she clearly wants to
taking.
Go out with him because she keeps getting the multiple opportunities.
She's saying just pick the winner straight up.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only 1.5 points. I think you could go money
that's
line.
That's fair. Yeah, for this game.
Yeah, that's
for this,
fine. It's a tight
for this game.
Game.
Yeah, good luck trying to figure out these two teams.
Man, what do you do
yeah,
there?
I know, right?
You got a desperate Bears team or you got to go ride with the Cowboys?
I think if you're from Dallas, you got to say the home team's going to win even though they're going on the road. You got to pick the team.
Yeah, that's better meet cute.
Yeah.
That's could throw for 600 yards against that defense, right? I mean, he's going to go off in this game, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Their defense is
you would think so.
Awful.
Yeah. No, this could be a good opportunity. They should be fine. And, you know, after the first, 11 plays or so, Caleb kind of turns back into a bit of a pumpkin. So I mean, as long as you can withstand that, if you're the Dallas defense, you should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think Caleb could have the game of his life, and I still don't think Chicago has a chance in this game. I think they're... Like you saw the fourth quarter of the first game and the whole second game, like they put no pressure on the quarterback, and with Jalen Johnson hurt, they can't cover anyone. So this really looks like a big, big numbers game for Dallas. They should win this game. Then again, it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, is that a smart move for guys? Hey, will you go out with me if so such and such?
I think that speaks poorly on the female here on this.
No,
situation.
I think the female wants to date Mike. She's just looking for a way.
You wanted to go out with that guy?
Yeah. Hey, Manny.
Hey, first impressions mean everything. And
I thought he sounds like a nice guy.
He doesn't even know when the game is, Pearl. Tonight, Monday night, Sunday night.
Manny, has your encyclopedic knowledge of the Knicks ever helped you get a date once?
Maybe if he had gone to that watch party, like I suggested.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Counting down to the Knicks preseason game in Abu Dhabi on Twitter every day. Is that getting any fun DMs? Anybody sliding those DMs off those tweets?
13 days until that game, Poppy. Yeah. Don't you worry about that one.
And maybe, how many days until a date?
Maybe you could find somebody in Abu Dhabi.
I'm not going to Abu Dhabi.
By the way,
I barely have money to go to East New York.
The second Maggie offers advice on finding a girl, just shut your ears. Just call, big friendly call in because... You said go to a Knicks watch party and now Abu Dhabi.
Listen, you got to get out of your comfort zone.
Are you trying
zone.
To keep Manny single?
I'm telling him you got to think outside the box sometimes.
The Knicks watch party was still a good idea.
That's the worst idea ever. I got to show you some pictures of the Knicks watch party. There is not a single female in the entire 10-block radius of that watch party because no woman would ever go to a Knicks watch party. Sorry, Manny.
But we need Manny's a Knicks woman.
Yeah, Manny's soulmate will definitely be at that Knicks watch party.
That's not a thing. Like, you do not, your sports fan will not give you dates.
I just heard soulmates are not a thing.
You don't believe in soulmates?
No, I do. No. Finding sports fandom helping you find a partner is not a thing at all.
He doesn't believe in attractive Knicks fans.
I met my husband watching a Mets game.
You guys, he was just using that as a pretense. He didn't like you because you liked the Mets. That had nothing to do with it.
No, but that's what got us to the same place at the same time. So sports definitely brought us together. And then we found out we're both Bills fans. That was a conversation for a while.
You guys should just go get married.
36 hours later.
And then they did the pancakes holding hands.
I know. Please. And we've been happily together ever since.
I am
holding
a big fan.
Hands like strangers.
I am a big fan of Big Friendly's advice, and it's all about how you smell.
It's not bad.
I don't even know
what
that
means.
He's
on to something.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either, but.
Rain.
Friendly, today's your day. I'm dressed up in this silly Rams stuff.
Magsy, am I lying?
Actually, you know what it is? You look a lot like the Mel Gibson character in Braveheart. That's the color.
just the, ill.
Because right, okay.
Victory! What does he say in Braveheart?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. That blue is looking a little Charger blue and not Rams blue.
Well, that's
what
what's happening.
Okay, like the shirt didn't make it. Blame Bezos, not me. Stupid but Amazon. Really,
your shirt is actually Rams blue, and you have this cool Rams chain. But the face either looks like zombie Rams fan or Braveheart. Or look... Yeah, or light powder blue.
Or like liver problem ram fan.
Yellow's
off-putting.
The yellow's weird.
Did you ask for jaundice makeup?
I look like I just got off a ship that's been like crossing the Atlantic in the 1800s.
What'd you tell Allie this morning when she did your makeup?
Yeah, I'm going for scurvy, Allie.
What's the tuberculosis makeup look like? Yeah, it's not good. And by the way, I've got big plans this weekend, and I'm very concerned that this face paint's going to stain my skin.
What are we doing?
Got my best friend coming to town.
Uh-oh.
Look out, New Jersey suburbs. Let's get to Bogan. Said no one ever.
Are you sneaking more wine into a park this weekend? What's going on?
Wine will be snuck somewhere. Call Kelly. Kelly might be there. Come on, come all.
You can impress her with your encyclopedic knowledge of diseases, thinking that scurvy and tuberculosis make you go yellow. Really nailed that one. Yeah, it's scurvy.
But her boyfriend's coming, so everyone's got to be on their best behavior.
Oh, those are the interesting hangouts.
I like him, though.
Boyfriend, like this could be serious?
It's serious.
So you're evaluating?
No, I've met him before. They're moved in. Like these are adults in their 40s who have never been married. Like this is it. Blah, blah, blah. But we just can't blow it. My friend's like, put on a good face of what domesticated life in the suburbs looks like.
And in walks Maggie like this.
Whose house Rams at?
Headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Don't miss any of the action this football season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download Prize Picks, use code PRIMETIME.
Oh, my God.
And get a $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details. The Bills did not cover last night, so it's very easy for a twisted, broken mind to make this seem like a loss. It wasn't pretty or as easy as most expected, but Sean McDermott proud to be 3-0.
Our guys made a couple more plays, and I thought the grit, the mental toughness of our football team was on display throughout the game, in particular in the fourth quarter there.
The Bills took the lead for good on Josh Allen's third touchdown pass midway through the fourth quarter. After that roughing the punter call on Miami, they put the game on ice when Terrell Bernard picked off Tua with 3 minutes left.
We got to look at the film. You know, we got a lot of time to look at ourselves in the mirrors or in the mirror as individuals. And then collectively, as we're watching film, you know, what do we need to do to stop the losses, you know, from going into the wrong column.
Don't throw a pick in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
In the red zone.
That would help a lot.
Tua's team is 0-3. They've lost 10 straight games in Buffalo and 14 of their last 15 meetings overall. He threw for just 146, two touchdowns, and that back-breaking pick. James Cook running 19 times, 108 yards and a score for Buffalo. Another practice yesterday for Brock Purdy, so maybe he plays Sunday against the Cardinals.
Obviously, I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but, I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here. And
Purdy says... Purdy says his left shoulder is no longer a problem. This is all about his turf toe injury.
This is all about Mac Jones. Like, Mac Jones has a good game, and Brock Purdy, like, jumps off the trainer table. He's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So it's all about Wally Pipp.
I've never seen a guy who's recovered faster thanks to another quarterback's performance in my life.
What do they say? You get him how you lose him?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
He got in there because someone got hurt, and he's like, oh, I'm not going to let that happen to me.
Yeah. By the way, if he practices Wednesday, of course he's playing. Like, you can't. The quarterback practices on Wednesday and Thursday. He's playing. Not that it matters.
I think Jaden Daniels is playing, and he did not practice on Wednesday, and I wouldn't be surprised if he plays.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, did Mac Jones even play that well? They won the game, but.
Yeah, he was. After the first quarter, I would say he was pretty darn efficient. Like, he was That game was nowhere near the final score.
Brock Purdy will not let Brock Purdy get Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I'd say Mac Jones played pretty well. They have this backup tight end who's amazing. Well, you know the name. We did it.
Tonjes.
Oh, no, it's the other guy.
Luke Farrell.
Oh, my God. Like, move over Kittle. Kittle's also going to pop off like the Undertaker and get back on the field. That guy looks good, too.
South Carolina QB Lenoris Sellers is now probable for tomorrow's game at Missouri. He suffered a concussion last weekend. And a pair of decisive game threes in the WNBA last night. Asia Wilson scoring 38 to drag the Aces past the Storm, 74-73. Ooh. And the Fever knocked off the Dream, 87-85, for its first series win in a decade. Of course, without Caitlin Clark. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thanks so much. Coming up, the Chiefs are frustrated. That's the newest report from ESPN. We've got the details for you next, M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, reacting to last night's Thursday Night Football game. Buffalo wins by 10 points, but it was a game in the fourth quarter, and the Bills were up by a touchdown. Tua's driving and throws a bad interception in the red zone. That gave the ball back to Buffalo. They kicked a field goal, and then that was all she wrote. Andreas is in Chicago. Good morning, Andreas. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all today?
We're good.
So, no Cowboys for me today. Miami, last few years, they've been an exciting team, but now I think it's time for a rebuild or a new voice from the GM and coach. See if we can salvage, you know, what they have. And, Perloff, I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend. If you know any good restaurants to recommend, I'm all ears.
Pittsburgh? No, I don't know any good restaurants. I mean, obviously, the famous sandwich place.
From Anti Brothers.
Yeah. But Pittsburgh's supposed to be a really kind of a fun, different food town. So that sounds awesome. Are you going to a game? Where are the Steelers this weekend?
They are in Foxborough to play the Patriots.
Gotcha.
Maybe Pitt Panthers. I don't know what their schedule is. But the thing about the Permanti Brothers.
I know that's not for you.
Well, I love French fries and I love sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you're a human being.
You got me hooked.
Right. Right.
No, it's,
say less.
It's a lot. I know. I've had the sandwich before.
Yeah, it's the combination. Yeah. My friend actually got married in Pittsburgh and their rehearsal dinner was catered by Permanti Brothers.
It's a lot. It's great, though.
You got to be in the mood for something like that. I had to call Perloff yesterday, speaking of food recommendations. Yeah. I needed a cheesesteak place. Because I have somebody who's going to Philadelphia today who wanted the real thing. When first you were like, go to Pat's and Geno's. I'm like, I can't give them just the Pat's and Geno's. That's like the tourist trap, No,
not at all.
Oh, you can take it.
Pat's Ajita, first of all, his cheesesteaks are amazing, both places.
Yeah.
Then, well, and Maggie sent me a map. She's like, well, and the map was like so zoomed out. It's basically like, it was just a giant blue line going through the Northeast. I'm like, this doesn't exactly tell me where they're going.
That was their route.
Yeah, but you'd also need to tell me if they're going north to south or south to north.
I forgot to do that.
Yeah, but anyway, so there is a place that is like, there's a hot place in Philadelphia.
Called
hot, but like De Los Andros, which is near where my parents live, is now considered like the king of the mountain by many people. And they're not going to be far from that. And I was like, oh, it can't be that good. Had it last year. Oh, man.
Man, just
Our buddy Zach Gelb, he goes down specifically. He'll take a trip to Philadelphia just to go to De Los Andros.
I'm trying to get to De Los Andros so much.
You got to get a license.
Well, yeah, I know, but I have family who live in near Philly, so but it hasn't never worked out. But that's the spot to go to, apparently.
Should have just pointed them to a Wawa.
But no, that now there's hundreds of places. There's so many good places. Then they have all different styles. Yeah, this is going to be a good time. What, I'm just curious, where is your friend going to and from?
She's coming from Washington, D.C. to me.
Oh, this they're is starting the friend.
At, yeah, yeah, they're stopping in Philadelphia to grab a cheesesteak.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I sent her five options.
Yeah, Wawa included.
Just tell her, make sure she knows her order. You can't go up to the corner counter and not know your order. They'll yell at you.
That's especially Pat's and Gino's.
Especially
thing.
At Pat's and Gino's, yes.
Yeah, but that's a bit of a tourist thing. I don't think they really care that much.
Then I've seen them do it. I know.
Yeah,
I told,
that's like an act.
It's real to people who get yelled at. I'll tell you that much. I've had my friend go up there. I'm like, know your order. Then he goes up there and he's like, what do you want? A regular cheesesteak. And then they yelled at him. I'm like, you got what you deserved. I told you to know what you wanted. And you know what you're cracked under pressure.
And then he was assaulted by batteries.
Well, I was going to say, so my brother-in-law happened to talk to him yesterday. And I was like, hey, while I got you on the phone, where's your go-to cheesesteak place? Because my in-laws live in Philadelphia. He's like, yeah, you can send her to Pat's and Gino's, you know. Maybe they'll see someone get in a fight. I was like, and that's a plus? It's like, yeah, that's a Philadelphia. That's a solid Friday afternoon in Philly.
It's 2025.
Just another day that ends in Y over there.
I'm sorry. It's 2025. That area, you used to see a fight. It used to be cool. It's like New York. It's gotten kind of bougie.
Cool.
What are you trying to say there, Pearl?
I'm just saying, like, that part of the city is a lot different than it used to be.
Just gentrified.
I feel like, actually, Lloyd and I have been there. Yeah, it's just South Philly used to be quite raw.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Philadelphia. I don't think it matters what the neighborhood is like or what the socioeconomics are like for people to get into a fight. Like, I've told the story before.
Go ahead.
My in-laws, who live in Philadelphia, not mom on my husband's side, on my sister-in-law's side. These are Ivy League educated people who get in fights at Eagles games and have to go in the jail cell down underneath the stadium.
I don't think they have that.
The holding cell.
Right. I don't know if they still have. Did they bring that to the new stadium?
There's like a holding area. And whenever it's Dallas Cowboys in town, you can these people, these professionals who are upstanding members of society, all of a sudden turn into hooligans.
Eh. I think the city just holds it in and waits for Eagles games to explode. But then again, as a longtime Philadelphia sports fan, it used to be way different. At the Vet, they had the stadium. And I don't know, like if an ashtray could be a stadium, this would be it.
What's wrong with you people?
It was all concrete. Like, first of all, the players were just like, if you got tackled on that thing, you were out for the rest of your life. Basically, it was the worst stadium and it was chaos in the stands. Everyone was hammered. There were like knife fights. It was good times.
There was a story that someone was living in the Vet for 5 years. Nobody knew it.
I have a book on that guy. That is my dream, to live in a stadium. Always wanted to do it. Or at least have an office in a stadium. My dream is to be an owner of a team and have an office that overlooks the game.
Baker Mayfield lived in a stadium for a little bit as well.
Yeah. For progressive. Yeah.
Living at the stadium sounds like it sucks.
Or how about an office in the stadium?
I want a sleepover. That's why I don't need to live there, but I sleep over at stadium.
Sleepover at Citi Field. Yay.
Aren't there some stadiums where the owner has an office? I think Toronto, I think, you know, where the hotel is, they have a cool one at the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Do the Yankees owners have a suite where
they
have an office?
The Yankees do have offices at Yankee Stadium, but they're not particularly close to the field.
Oh, they don't overlook the field?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that is my dream. Imagine looking out on the field while you're in your office, while the game is going on. How neat would that be?
I don't know.
That's my dream.
Maggie's out. Well, no. Maggie has Highmark Stadium. She doesn't exactly want to look out of her office and look down at Highmark Stadium.
No, yeah,
the building was built in
the
1930s.
No, the good and terrible memories there. But I think that, this is my thing. We work so much at games anyway, right? And press boxes and stuff like that. If I actually own the team, I don't want it to be work. I want to just enjoy it. So you're in your office watching the game, but I'm in my office. That's not like in the fun suite with the beers and the hot dogs and like having a good time. If I'm going to own a team, I just want to be a straight up fan. And you can't be when you're an owner. That's why this is a whole no appeal to me.
Have you ever seen Clark Hunt's owner's box in Kansas City?
Yeah, but he's got to deal with like HR issues all this BS. I don't want to deal with that.
You have to. Have you guys, if you've never seen this owner's box, it's like a home inside the stadium. It's a two floor. It's designed like it's a massive living room. It's got TVs everywhere. It's incredible.
So that's why he doesn't want to build a new stadium.
I was going to say, but also the irony is that when they do that NFLPA report card every year about which teams like treat their players the best, the Kansas City locker room always gets like an F minus.
I know. I read, by the way, an interesting thing. Do you know they're trying to build an indoor stadium in Kansas City? That's so wrong.
Oh, no.
Yes. So wrong. Yeah, I didn't know. There are four new indoor stadiums coming. Kansas City is secretly trying, reportedly from Sportico, desperately trying to go indoors.
Your next piece on Athlon should be on that.
Yeah, that's honestly my last piece, actually.
Pat Mahomes went through for 6,000 yards.
This is, they're preparing for the second half of the Mahomes era.
That
the
is
30
so,
to 40.
That's what you've been doing, trying to do for Josh Allen.
Because that's what the smart people are
Can
doing.
Can people not build stadiums according to their football personnel and for bigger reasons?
Nope. Maggie Perloff Show. Coming up next, someone ratted on the Raiders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.